I've waited much too long now. Where is my American splendor?
Harvey Pekar never wanted to be a superhero. If anything, he saw himself as a sort of anti-superhero. But he always wanted to star in a comic book. And now he does. American Splendor is a fixture of the underground comic scene. In fact, it's become so mainstream they made a movie of it starring Paul Giamatti. There's not a whole lot of plot to the story. It mostly focuses on Harvey Pekar's everyday life.
Right, and with a reason.
Yeah.
I had a purpose in mind when I did that, which was that I wanted to focus on quotidian existence. You know, it's like 99% of the writers in the world write about 1% of what's happening in life, you know? And I happen to be real interested in stuff that's, you know, considered kind of common. I mean, there's a lot of funny things that I run across, and there's, you know, some really touching things that I run across that you run across every day, you know? And I want to write about those things.
Well, I guess what I think is probably so appealing about American Splendor is that, well, you don't necessarily write about things that happen to everybody who reads it. Everybody who reads it finds something that happened to you.
Yeah.
That is like something that happened to them, and they feel like they're finally getting their story told.
Well, that's very perceptive of you to say so, because, again, that was what I was trying to do. I figured maybe most people don't think of me as an average guy, but I do have a lot of experiences that other people have. And, you know, I wanted people to be able to identify with my work, and I wanted them to know that there was somebody out there, you know, besides them who got upset when he lost his keys and stuff.
But I guess what I'm curious about now is whether that's changed for you, because you're an average guy on one level, but you're anything but average on another. You're known to thousands of people. Now, you've had a movie made about your life.
Right, right.
I haven't had a movie made about my life.
Oh, I'm sorry for you. I feel bad.
I'm pleased for the audiences. I'm not sure that they
would. You're a nice guy. Why not you? The thing is, I haven't changed my lifestyle at all. The extra money I made, I put in a bank for my kid. Hopefully someday she'll go to college. And, you know, I live on a pension and Social Security plus the money that I make as a, you know, freelance writer. And, you know, there's not enough dough around for me to live a lavish existence anyway.
So you're not becoming a rich and famous guy with a mansion and several
cars. I live in the same place and, you know, I wear the same
secondhand clothes. But the new book, The Quitter, that's just come out,
right,
isn't about your life today, or not wholly anyway. You're still there. Harvey Pekar sitting across from me shows up in Quitter, but mostly it's about your years growing up.
The way this came about originally was that the guy who illustrated it, a fellow named Dean Haspiel, was the guy who hooked me up with, you know, the movie producer who made the American Splendor movie. And, of course, that made me a lot of money.
Sure.
And it made my book sell a lot better, which I didn't think was possible. But they're doing way better now than they used to. So I said, I asked him what I could do to repay him. And he said, well, let me illustrate a long work of yours. So I didn't have any, you know, long works laying around.
You're such a good writer. You've been published all over. You've got jazz reviews. Why do comic books?
Well, yeah, I've written a lot. I wrote jazz things starting when I was 19 years old.
You've been published.
Yeah.
Pretty widely.
But for one thing, it was, you know, you couldn't make a living doing that. I mean, I was writing for Downbeat, the top jazz magazine. I started out getting $4 a review.
But, and even if that was more money then than it is now, that's still not very much.
No, it's not. So I looked at comics. You know, I read a lot of comics when I was a kid. You know, after a while, I got sick of them because they were
all superheroes.
They were mostly superheroes or talking animals. And even if some of them were kind of cute, you know, I outgrew them, you know, because they were formulaic. And I just took it for granted. It was something, you know, limited about the medium itself. And then I found out, after meeting Robert Crumb, that you could do anything in comics. You could
tell real stories.
Yeah, you could do anything you could do in novels or in movies. So I had all these ideas, you know. The underground comic book movement was just starting. I just saw all kinds of different ways comics could be used that they hadn't been used before. And I'm big on innovation, you know. Like, as a critic, I'm big on innovation in art. And here was a chance for me to be an innovator. I mean, I saw this thing clearly. I mean, there's like little or no realism in comics, either in the illustration or the writing, you know. That's like one area you could go right there. So you could become like, I thought if I could get somebody to illustrate my work, you know, I could get known as a revolutionary artist. Crumb and I hung out a lot back then. We had records and comics in common. Eventually, people got hip to Crumb's artwork, and he started hanging out with a bohemian crowd. After a while, he got sick of greeting cards and moved away to San Francisco, where he got the whole underground comic scene off the ground. He'd come back to Cleveland every few years, and people would treat him like a celebrity. Once he came to visit when I was feeling real bad. It was right after my wife left me.
She got so mean to me at the end. And it ain't like I tried to keep her captive or anything like that, you know? I don't know, man. Yeah, but don't think I buy into any of this growth crap, man. Everybody's always talking about how bad experiences cause you to grow and all that cliched stuff, man. Man, I had enough bad experiences and growth to last me plenty. Right now, I'd be glad to trade some growth for happiness. So how long you staying in Cleveland, man?
I don't know. I got to see this chick in New York, and I'm really busy with the comic book stuff. It's good bread and all. I'm just getting sick of the whole scene.
What are you talking about? You make a good living doing your art, right?
Yeah, I...
No, man, listen. I'll tell you something. People are starting to know the name Crumb. When you croak, man, you're gonna leave something behind.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. I'll tell you something, it sure beats working a gig like mine, being a nobody flunky and selling records on the side for a buck.
Yeah, well, that's true.
A scene from the movie American Splendor, starring Paul Giamatti. We also heard the real Harvey Pekar talking about his life.